This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
help you with it. My brother and sisters, another point that I would like to share with you today to reflect upon. Responsibility means to be honest with yourself and to have a sense of obligations. You have to build that sense of obligations, that it is, I need to do that. I feel the responsibility. I feel the sense of obligations. But if you don't feel it, you're never going to do it. You know what? Somebody came to me and said, Sheikh, I see you guys doing constructions. I would like to help. What are you guys doing? You basically building a classes, you know, back there. What can I do? Somebody said, I can do maybe donate some money, extra money to donate this week or this month. Somebody said, you know what? If you need any help, let me know, Sheikh. Sense of responsibility. Somebody said, you know what? I feel that this area need help and I can offer. Yeah, I feel so, that is, I don't say this somebody else. No, that's me. I need to do that. That sense of obligation is upon me. It's an honor. It's a power. It's to elevate you. And also being honest with yourself. What exactly you can do so you cannot take a responsibility of something that you can't fulfill. And also to be honest with yourself, so don't say, I can't do that. While in fact, you are more than capable of doing that. So responsibility, if you reflect upon these two concepts, they're very much related to that concept at large. Number five, I found a responsible person is the one who has the ability to the following. The ability to admit when they made a mistake or when they are wrong. Responsible people, it's easy for them to say, you know what? I will take responsibility for the consequences of my actions. I'm wrong, I will admit it. Takes guts, humility, to admit mistakes. Admitting we are wrong is courage, not weakness. And I think that's one of the basic concepts of being responsible. I found also a responsible person is the person who's consistent with themselves and with others. Hypocrites, they don't take responsibility. They run away from responsibility. They drop the ball all the time. And we are the opposite of hypocrites. You know, being consistent also, one of the things that can a tip I can give, if you want to improve your ability to be a responsible person, is start a routine and keep up with it. Some people cannot have a routine because they cannot have a responsibility every day in that day, in that time, I'm going to commit to do this. It's very hard. And if you find how our religion is structured, is actually to give you this responsibility for 5-time daily prayers every day. There is a certain month, every month, your year, you basically do Hajj or you do Umrah, or you fast the month of Ramadan. Also, on time, don't be late. Responsible people, one of their character traits I found, that they are on time. If the person always late, always, you know, missing their deadlines, you know, work, they always don't submit their work on time. You know, paying bills late, they never do that. Those people who are like that, that's a sign of not being a responsible person. Responsible person cares about these things. Get to work. They meet their deadlines. No procrastinations. Procrastination is an amazing thing. Not amazing. No. It's amazing how common it is. You know, that day I was telling my little daughter, it's due tomorrow. She said, you mean due tomorrow? I said, no, it's due tomorrow, not due tomorrow. Okay? So some people are, like, when it comes to procrastination, it is, you know, it's bad, and I'm guilty of that sometimes. You know, I remember my mother-in-law told me a long time ago, I wouldn't amount to anything because I procrastinate. I said to her, just wait. In a serious note, procrastination is an enemy of being responsible because you learn how to do it. And also, a person of responsible people, they don't let their emotions control them. Sometimes I admit, it's very hard to control your emotions. But at least don't let them control you. Don't let you get in your way. Stop you from fulfilling your responsibilities. You know, it's something common today. Why didn't you? I don't feel good today. Even if you don't feel, but you have a responsibility to do. I don't feel like going to school today. I don't feel like doing my homework. I don't feel like doing this. You know, that's something as growing, and unfortunately, that can be very, very, take you far away from being a responsible person. I validate emotions. I understand that there is, we go through different emotions, ups and downs. But don't, remember, you might not be able to control your emotions, but don't let them control you and stop you from fulfilling your responsibilities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq in this dunya. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Aqulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum astaghfirullah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده بعد. Oh, I don't have time for the next point, but the next point, I promise, it needs a khutbah, which is when it comes to responsibilities, we have to talk, we have to we have to be thinking seriously as individuals, as family, as a community, as a nation, about the next generations. Yes, I see a great things in next generation, but also I see a great threat. As a matter of fact, somebody wrote and said, one of the greatest threats for the United States is actually the next generations. They are the biggest group ever exist in the history of America. About 80 millions of millennials. And that generations, as much as you people criticize, but I see a lot of khair in it, a lot of good in it, a lot of great things in it. But also there's a lot of things that it has to be looked at, and we have to be so careful how the Z generations, which is coming after, and the generations and all these generations in between, what kind of, you know, life and what kind of character they will have as they grow. This is something we should talk about more. We should take care of our children. What kind of children, what kind of generations we going to have? Because that's what will ensure the continuity of whatever great things that we're enjoying and we have today. Many people complain about one of the biggest things that we see at work, at home, many of the divorces that I deal with, many of the failure marriages that I see today. And number one reason, I can tell you, it is nobody want to take a sense of responsibility. Hey, he's playing games all day, he doesn't go to school. You know, it is scary how it is today. You know, between the age of 18 to 29, there is more people in the age between 18 to 29 live with their parents than with a spouse. And the number now getting even old, that's in 2012. Now I see some studies even suggesting to the age of 30s living with their parents. And it became a common thing. You know, he has a room upstairs. As long as they make like $500, pay my phone, you know, and my lease car, that's it. I don't want to, you know, to be getting any job. Do you know that, you know, there is a study was made in middle school girls. Three times as many middle school girls want to grow up to be a personal assistant for a famous person, you know, than being a senator of the United States. And four times as many would pick assistant job over a CEO of a major corporation in the United States among males. As a matter of fact, 60% would say that they would rather not to have a hard job over a job that is hard but required responsibilities. 60% of people who are in their 20s today. It's scary. Millions got so many, you know, participation trophies growing up. That a recent study showed that 40% believe they should be, 40% believe that they should be promoted every 2 years, regardless of performance. The report about narcissism, it is crazy numbers. People in their 20s, and for the generations that those who are in their 20s, they are three times higher than those who are in their 60s. 58% more college students score higher on a narcissism scale in 2009 than in the 80s. You know, and these, by the way, these numbers are not only in the rich kids. Actually, it's interesting to know poor millennials have even higher rates of narcissism and materialism and technology addictions than those who are rich kids living in the suburb. But as I said, that's required a special help, I promise you. But we are facing a real challenge in regarding the young generations. You know, yes, I know the millennials are the baby of the children of the baby boomers, who are so well known or known as me generation, who then produced to us me generations. You know, that selfishness, that obsessed with technology, that, you know, no sense of responsibilities, or in the extreme individualism. It's amazing. They said a baby boomer generation guy was told, what do we do with a lemon? He said, if life gives you a lemon, make a lemonade of it. And X generation said, I will take the lemon, make a lemonade, sell it, make a small business out of it. Then the business grow, then I put it online, then I will be a millionaire. And millennials, when they were asked about it, said, who will give you a lemon anyway? Everybody live for himself, you know. But again, I don't believe in criticizing a generation at all. But there is a challenge, and there is a way to solve some of these problems. But we have to admit it. We have to face it. We have to know how to deal with it. And I hope, inshallah, in a series of lectures and talks, that we can touch some of these things that we need to work on it collectively as family, especially invest in your children and in the next generation coming. That's so important to be something of concern, especially teaching them how to be responsible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuslih ahwalana, yuslih dhurriyatina, yuslih أهلينا اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وزيننا بزينة الأخلاق واجعلنا هداة مهتدين ولي علينا خيارا وأبعدنا شرارنا اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.